When you have love, that's the fruit. Good, that's the fruit. That's what your spirit will produce. When you read that passion, you notice that it capitalized spirit in the verse above. But it shouldn't be, because it's talking about the human spirit. You can't improve or increase the Holy Spirit. He's everything. He don't have to grow in any fruits. He got everything. And matter of fact, when you talk about tree and vine and branches, you talk about branches, you talk about trees and limbs, where does fruit grow? On the tree or on the branch? On the vine or the limb? When you go out to a apple tree, and you go down and pick the apples off the tree trunk around, or you look up and see them on the limb. Jesus said, I'm the vine, you're the branches. Didn't he say it? I'm the vine, you're the branches. That's where the fruit grows. And this kind of fruit we should have. And fruit, you ever notice, fruit does not come overnight. This is why you have to stay in the Word, because it'll take you a while to start bearing fruit. You're not going to have any fruit when you first get born again. That's why you have to have the sensitive milk of the Word. You know how a baby will pitch a fit and you just saw it pamping, cool him down. Because but after a while, he get past 6 years old and he keep doing the same thing he was doing when he was 6 months old. You hadn't done very much with him. Y'all ain't talking to me too good. And that's what God wants you to know. When you get a certain age, you ought to have some fruit on you. You ought to be showing some love. Come on. You ought to have some love. You ought to have some joy. And you don't need to be walking around old mean. Hallelujah. 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 I wanted to, excuse me, do a story from the scripture that I'll just make mention of it, about wisdom, how it calls you to make wise choices. How many, I'll let you read it. 1 Kings 3:15, you remember Solomon when these two ladies, the Bible said they was prostitutes, but they both had babies. One had a baby, 3 days later, the other one had a baby. And they stayed in the same house. And during the nighttime, one of them rolled over on the baby and killed it. And she saw she had killed a baby. She got up in the night, took that dead baby over and put it in the other lady's arms. And then got the other lady alive, baby. And the lady said, I woke up and I got ready to feed my baby. And I realized that it was dead. Then said, then when the daylight came, I looked at this ain't my baby. This ain't my child. And so they brought him before Solomon. I'm telling this story because I'm closing. And because there's several, you can read it, 3:16 where it starts and read down through there. And Solomon said, when they told the story to Solomon, he said, go get me a sword. We just rip the baby down the middle and let you get one half and get the other one. and the woman that had that baby that was her baby said, no, you let her have it. Other lady said, no, bind him up. Solomon said, take that baby and give it to that woman. That's her child. Amen. So what I'm saying, wisdom will help you to deal wisely in the affairs of life. It'll help you in your business, help you in your relationship, help you as an individual, help you on your job, help you in ministry, help you just being a born-again believer. It'll help you to conduct yourself wherever you go. Wisdom help you manage your money. Wisdom help you manage your health. Wisdom help you manage your going out, your coming in, who you fellowship with, who you become who you associate with. You won't just wisdom. You won't just become friend with anybody. You'll help anybody that the Lord tell you, but you won't buddy up with anybody. That person wild and willy. You won't. And they're not going in the direction you're going. No, you won't do it. So, Father, we thank you for this word. Whoo, we thank you. It's powerful, Lord. I pray that this word was spoken under the anointing that it should have been spoken under. And that everybody in this building heart was open to receive and get what they need from you. Now, Father, if there are further things to take place in this gathering, we're open to you, Holy Spirit. We make ourselves available to your anointing.